From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KTYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we're on the Forum for the Fans. Bleed Blue Show, Dugout Podcast. We're going to talk, Yankees going to talk a little bit of news around the MLB right now. Earlier today with Major League Baseball, it has been reported that the kicking of the new substance abandonment rule, as far as they're going to enforce foreign substances for pitches, applying it to baseballs. You even saw some of that today. Watching a little bit of the Mets versus Braves and the umpires at will, have the limited law to address pitchers as far as searching for any substances within their belts, applying it to baseballs. The reason why I'm starting this episode off this way, because you're going to see a lot of suspensions. Some may be more prominent than others. Some key pitchers that we may be used to seeing, whether it's our team, whether it's going to be another team around MLB. I think this is a big type of deal rule that should not go unchecked. This is something I'm going to definitely look out on social media, Twitter, as far as what our baseball fans are saying about the substance of rule, man, because basically the violation of the rules, you could be ejected from the game, you could be automatically suspended, 10 games under Rule 3.01, according to Major League Baseball. These are paid suspensions, and repeat offenders are going to get higher offenses, higher harsh penalties to this. So I expect baseball players to get suspended off of this. You know, I think there's going to be some players who, for a long time, it's part of their routine. We all know that, like all sports, you got to hustle to get in where you can fit in when it comes to the baseball and try to use it to the rules to your advantage. But I think I even saw it today, earlier today, that one of the pitchers, I think it was DeGrom, if I'm not mistaken, was removed from the game temporarily but came back. With the substance, man. This is crazy, man. This is the fact that baseball is going to go down this road, you know. You already started to get 100% attendance back into the stands, you know, of pretty much all the baseball stadiums. You need everything you can get out of these players. If you want to play hardball baseball with whatever talent you have within these leagues, the American League, National League, and you're going to go this route as far as enforcing these type of rules where you could barely get people to go to the stands in most stadiums anyway. If your team stinks, you're not going to the games. And you're definitely not going to go to a game in a pandemic era that we all currently live in 2021. I just wanted to put that on the forefront. I may close the episode, or we should try to readdress this point towards the end of this episode. And of course, I had to catch up on the Yankee Athletic series. I probably want to watch some of this Dodgers Padres tonight. I'm gonna probably watch some of that tonight because I'm very intrigued by that series this year, like I was last year, but definitely this year. And I try to get to a lot of baseball games, watch some Brewers baseball. It's been fun to watch. Jimmy, what's up? What's going on, man? Let's talk these 2 out of 3 wins over the weekend by the Yankees. And also, let's not forget the sweep in Buffalo over the Blue Jays. Remember when you and Suzanne were on last week? I said the Yankees probably will win the series versus the Blue Jays. Hey, don't you trust me now, Jimmy? Don't you trust me now, bro? Wasn't I right?
Yeah, you know, it was definitely amazing. I mean, you know, winning a series.
Hold on. Can't you trust Steve? And say, Steve, man, I got all the faith in you, bro. Just say that real quick. I just got to hear that. Yeah, just say, Steve, you were right.
I got all the faith, Steve. You were right, man.
Yeah. There you go.
Hey, man, it was a great feeling, you know, to get back to winning baseball again, you know, winning baseball again, you know, and seeing us seeing us play hard the way we like to, the way we like to see him play. I loved it, man. It was great. It was.
I was going to ask you real quick before we get into our squad. You heard me going on for about a few minutes about Major League Baseball. Have you been following the new rules or baseball enforcing the prohibiting of these foreign substances to baseballs, to pitchers? Basically, umpires could go to pitchers at any time. I mean, they could go while they're about to pitch, in between pitches, and check for the belts at any time. I think that's a little excessive. Trying to clean up baseball is one thing, but the fact that you're going against what has been traditionally been what's been baseball for 100 years, but the pitchers need mental concentration. If you're, it's one thing if you're not doing the substances, but if you're not, like for instance, if you're not even doing these substances, it could be quite annoying for umpires to come randomly check you, knowing that it's not the case, man. What is your thoughts, man? Do you have any on this? And then we'll go back to our squad.
I mean, honestly, I understand why they're doing it, but I don't really like it simply because, you know, for one thing, you know, they talk about, oh, we want to speed up the game, we want to do this. All you're gonna do is slow down the game, you know. Not to mention like what you said about, you know, somebody's confidence. You know, you need that mental toughness. It would be like somebody coming up to you randomly and blowing a horn in your ear. You know where you're trying to blowing a horn in your ear while you're trying to listen to music. What's gonna happen? If you're out there in a band, you're playing a song, and somebody's blowing an instrument, you're gonna lose focus, right? And you're gonna lose the beat. Well, that's what's gonna happen to the pitchers if you keep doing it too much. So I don't like the idea. I think it's dumb, and you know the timing is not really good either, because you know we're trying to get fans back in the stands and all that stuff, and this is not a good way to do it. You know, now you're gonna have less fans because like they don't want to see, they don't want to see. Oh man, we gotta stop a game because such and such pitcher is doing too good. So he must have something. That's kind of stupid. And what if
you're playing against a particular team and that particular manager accuses the Yankees of substances. Like, let's say we're playing Tampa Bay and Kevin Cash is like, I think he has a substance. I think Domingo Germán has a substance in his belt. And Domingo Germán is pitching well. And what if he doesn't have anything? Like, should we have managers who are trying to out pitchers should be penalized too? I mean, I would have a problem with that if you're going to go that route. Like, for instance, if it's not true that Germán, hypothetically, was not having the substance in his belt, and let's say using Kevin Cash as an example, and he's wrong, we should get an extra run? Like, can we do that? Can we get extra men on base? Can we have some sort of penalty to that? I think that would be fair. I would be cool with that if you want to do that.
Yeah, that would be fair. But all I'm saying, Steve, is don't take a guy's confidence away. If somebody's doing really well, that doesn't necessarily mean he has something. That means he just, maybe they could have something, but you know what I'm saying, the chances of every pitcher doing it is slim to none. You know, you might have, I'm gonna say like probably, you know 40. Let's just go with 40% of. Let's pretend hypothetically 40% of them are doing it. You're not going to stop the other. You can't just stop a game just because you think a guy you've never seen before is doing it. It's just wrong, man. It's silly.
Right.
I don't know. It's just dumb, man.
All right, let's get to our squad. We'll probably try to get to this right before. We're not going to be long. Can I say this real quick, Jimmy? Because we didn't get to see the Oakland Athletics last year. And there's a couple of players on Athletics over this weekend versus the Yankees that I said, man, these are some good – they have – well, they're playing some good baseball. I'm a fan of that Kemp guy who was playing at short, Olsen, and, of course, Chapman. But Kemp and Olsen in particular for the Athletics – well, man, they were, weren't they some tough son of a guns on Friday and Saturday? Big hits, good contact hitting from them, man. It reminded me of some throwback baseball going up against them. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, Jimmy, because as you know, last year when we played only teams within the East was AL and NL. We didn't get to see some of these teams from the other divisions like we normally would have. But just to see some of the talent on some of these other teams. You know, I can appreciate good baseball, and I will, you know, give respect where respect is due, man. What was your thoughts, after not only just winning 2 out of 3, but just your opponent, the good baseball from the opponents, man. What was your thoughts?
Oh, man. It was good to see, you know, especially Olsen. Like, here's a guy that was, here's a guy that was on a slump for, he was on a slump for a little while, and then, you know, he came out of it, and and the way he was hitting the ball, especially yesterday's game when he hit that home run, it was like, whoa! Like he really hit it hard. You heard the crack of the bat. Gittens for us. I mean, Gittens, I think, is going to be something special. I mean, I like the way he plays. He hustles. He really works hard. So, I mean, that was nice to see. And, you know, I hope we can keep it going, man.
Yeah, they played well, good contact hitting. And that kind of leads back to our squad and how I tie this in. Because the Saturday game, of all the games over the week, for the past week, whether sweeping Toronto, and we'll talk about that a little bit, but the game Saturday was my favorite of the week because not only being down the way the Yankees did, the Yankees adjusted and went to the contact hitting. It was great to see. DJ LeMahieu defensively on Friday and Saturday played a very good glove at first base, if you want to give me your thoughts on that. And you know what? I didn't think the pitching was all that bad. I think Oakland just played well. Taillon and Herman pitching, I can't fault some of the pitches that they made. They made some tough hits, especially off inside pitching, the Oakland Athletics, that you got to just tip your hat and say, hey, man, that was just good hitting, effective hitting. But not only we responded, Jimmy, on Saturday being down and, Gary Sanchez, Stanton, not just swinging, Sanchez had his home run, but Stanton putting the ball in play and going opposite field, just putting the ball in play. All we need is some contact baseball. I thought Clint Frazier had a pretty decent weekend. Not only he had a decent weekend, at the plate, it seemed like he was always at the start of the lineup, whatever bottom half of the inning. He would get on base, whether Judge got him over or DJ LeMahieu got him over or not. He was the one that created the balk. He was being a pest out there. I loved it, man. What was your thoughts as far as the hitting? I'll get to the bullpen after that. But I just think we'll get to the triple play as well that ended the game on Sunday. What was your thoughts, man?
Oh, man. First I'll start with DJ. DJ is getting back to – DJ's getting back to the old DJ, man. He's hitting the ball and coming up big when we needed him. And you look at what Clint Frazier did, you look at Gleyber Torres too. I mean, Torres, he may not be hitting the ball all that well yet, but he's played really, really good on the defensive side for us, so that's always a nice thing. I think it's hitting. I think it's hitting will get going over time. We know what Gleyber can do, and also Aaron Judge. So I mean, overall, I really enjoyed seeing the Yankees going back to just simple fundamental baseball, and this is something that was missing, for the last for the last couple of weeks. You know, I felt like we tried to do too much, you know, sometimes, and you know, sometimes when you try to do too much, it doesn't work out too well, you know. And you know, if we can keep up the simple, you know, the simple baseball, and you know, not just going for home runs all the time, I think we're in for a good June coming up, man. You know, a good middle of June coming up, going into July, because this is when the games are really going to matter that much more.
I couldn't agree more, man. If this is a sign of situational baseball that we can look forward to, sign me up, Jimmy. Sign me up. I'm with you, bro. Because had they went the home run or die approach down 4-1, they do not win that game. Now, don't get it twisted. They did use the home run ball to score. The Gio Urshela home run late in the game to get the lead. But they set up to get back into the game. Sometimes you got to take what the defense gives you, and they use that to their advantage, man. And Oakland was pitching very well. They finally got to their pitching, and it was a beautiful sight to see, man. It really was. I just, you know, I didn't feel that always swinging for the fences is the right approach. And it shows in some of their averages. Sanchez averages is getting up, and it's still low overall. Gio Urshela has had a hot week. I like to see Gleyber Torres get going, Brent. I really would. And I just want to see this continue to go. I don't want to see a setback, let's say, versus the Kansas City Royals, man. I really don't. But the pitching like for Manea over the weekend, you know, from the Oakland Athletics, I thought they did good. The Yankees did good versus the circumstances, and just keeping in the game and not letting it get away from them, man. Whether it was from Manea, from Bassett, they did a good job against their pitching, the Oakland Athletic pitching, man. And let me focus on the middle relief, too. I thought Cortez and Green were very good on Saturday as well, man. I thought and Sunday was very good as well, too, but it's in particular the Saturday game. I thought getting those big outs, getting the double plays, it's been effective, and then the offense finally came around. Jimmy, if there ever was a prototypical blueprint type of win, it was the Saturday game. See, the only difference is I would like to be leading throughout, but for the fact that we pitched well, started pitching was pretty good, and the relief did its job. They were very effective. And then we came back with some timely hitting, good base running. I loved everything about the Saturday win. It's like one of those things, like it checked off almost all the boxes on what I would want to see from my baseball team. What about your thoughts on that?
Oh, man. Oh, man. Me too. Especially when you brought up about, you know, Cortez and Green. I mean, they looked, they look fantastic, especially Cortez. You know, to go into the situation that he was in and get out of it. That was quite phenomenal. So, I mean, if we keep doing that, we're definitely something special. But I like to focus on a Sunday game because, you know, as we don't know, you know. Manaea is probably one of the best pitchers in baseball, you know. Yeah, you know, right now. And he's really hard to get a hit off of. So I mean, you know, he was in a rhythm early, and then once we finally got to him, it's so good, you know, you're watching the game, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, and all of a sudden we finally get a hit off him. And the rest of the team just started to, the rest of the team after that just started to gel. So if we can do little things to pitch well and stay in games, and then come up with hits, hey, if that's the way we got to do it, I'll take it, man. Sign me up for that.
For real, man. When you talk about Cortez and Chad Green on Saturday with their combined 4 innings and 6 strikeouts, and then you look at what Elizica did in relief, man, it was fantastic. Now, I want to go back to Chapman because remember, I brought up the conversation to you and Susie Prof about Chapman, right? As far as confidence in Chapman. And, you know, Chapman could be up, he's more up than down. He could be streaky, but I kind of look at him in the sense of, you know, when you look at baseball, Yankee baseball, right? But when Chapman comes in, it almost turns into like a Broadway play. It's like it gets really anticlimactic because you know he's going to get a couple of walks here and there. He's going to get a couple of guys on base. But, you know, a lot of times more often than not, he gets the job done, even though sometimes he'll give up a big, big, you know, home run, you know, that will end the series, it'll end your season. That's kind of what he is. So I'm going to live and die with it, Jimmy. But after what happened on Saturday and Sunday, and especially the Sunday turn into triple play, you don't see that often, you know. And those are really great field moments that he came in and it was under his watch. So sometimes Yankee fans may want to get on him for the big home runs that will end our game or even end our season. But let's give him credit for getting the outs when he did his job. And so a lot of times he does his job and it's almost taken for granted because Yankee fans in particular, Jimmy, we've been in so very good situations over the last, I say, 30 years with relievers. We've had a great run with John Wetland, Mariano Rivera. The first stint with Chapman got traded to the Cubs, and is now his second stint with the Yankees, man. I think it gets taken for granted. I said this: the strikeout numbers was best in baseball at his position coming into the ninth last week. What was your thoughts on Chapman, and how are you optimistic? Are you pessimistic on Chapman? What about the other starter, the middle relief? What about Hermann and Taillon and Montgomery over the weekend? What was your thoughts on them as well? And then we'll go around and get some final thoughts after that.
Oh, man, you know, after seeing what I saw this weekend, I mean, I really think Chapman is, you know, he's really turned it around now. And, you know, what a lot of Yankee fans have to realize is, you know, every player, no matter what position you play, you're gonna have a slump. I don't care how good you are. You know, you're gonna have a little bit of, you know, anything here and there. You know, you're gonna have a little blunder here and there. But the key is what you do when that blunder is going on. You know, it's kind of like Steve will give you a good analogy, and because of football, the same thing. It's like when a quarterback throws an interception. Yeah, it becomes what is he gonna do the next time he gets out there? You know, can he bounce back after an interception? Or the same thing goes for Chapman. And what I like about Chapman is when he was in a little bit of a jam, he bounced out of it, and you know he got the job done. So I mean I really, really have full confidence in Chapman right now, and I think I see really, really big things for him, you know, going down the road. And as far as Hermann and Taillon, I mean, I gotta give them credit. They really bounced back well. I mean, they weren't perfect, but when you consider how they've been the last couple of weeks, it was a nice thing to see them bounce back and come through. So I mean, let's hope they can keep it going. And lastly, as far as Montgomery, I mean, he's been one of our best, you know, so far. As far as coming in and doing his thing, what he does. So I mean, I think there's a really, really bright future, you know. Yeah, you know, bright outlook for Montgomery coming forward, because we know all along he has good stuff. You know, sometimes he goes to control, but every pitcher does. But when he does have his control, he's pretty awesome. So, I mean, the rotation going forward, I really, really like it. And let's see where it goes from here, man. You know, especially against the Royals, and you know, against the Royals and the Red Sox. It's gonna be huge now.
All right, cool. Give us your final thoughts, man. And if you want to double down on what you were saying about Major League Baseball and the substance, the foreign substances, if you want to have that on your final thoughts, and then upcoming series, like you said, your final thoughts on exactly what you want to see.
My final thoughts are easy, man. You know, let's just keep winning, doing what we've been doing. You know, doing the little things and you know, get timely hits, because, you know, that's what baseball is all about, getting that timely hits and coming through for your team when needed. So let's just see how this goes. Let's keep this going. And as far as the substance in baseball, all I'm gonna say is, you know, let's not do it too much. Only if you see something, do it. Don't just go out there just because a guy's doing good, because that means bull crap. You know, that doesn't mean somebody has something just because, oh, this guy struck out 10 batters in a row, let's go check him. No, that's, if you see something, that's what you do. It's almost like that story, you know, the boy who cried wolf. You know, how many times you gonna cry wolf? And then when a pitcher does have something, you're gonna go, I didn't see it happen. No, only do it if you really, really see something with your own eyes. Don't do that, because if you keep doing that to every pitcher, you're gonna ruin their confidence. And then when they give a big home run, they're gonna say, oh, it's because he checked the guy. That's not good. As far as everything else, man, like I'll say, Steve, let's just keep winning and go Yankees. And I love doing this with you, man. Let's keep it going, buddy.
Shout outs to the Yankees. Shout outs to Jimmy, man. Thank you, dude. I couldn't agree anymore, man. Be careful with Major League Baseball with what you're asking for with this foreign substance stuff, man. Enforcing these rules, you're going to turn off fans. It's hard to get fans coming now with these vaccine shots. You sure you want to go that route? I know you need all the gate ticket revenue that you can get. So I will be careful with that. And randomly frisking pitchers, what if they're not guilty? What kind of message does that send? Yankees continue win series. Let's get back into the swing of things. Let's get some series, more series wins. Baby steps, play smart baseball, and let's get these W's. Sangre Azul, ladies and gentlemen, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, the whole shebang. Bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.